Exclusive, Representative Kat Kamak, Men Who Killed Bald Eagle Allegedly Entered U.S. Illegally. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 10, 2023. The two men suspected of shooting a bald eagle in Nebraska last month allegedly entered this country illegally. Representative Kat Kamak, RFL, disclosed to Breitbart News on Thursday in an exclusive interview. Moreover, Kamak stressed her concern there is more to the Nebraska bald eagle story than is being reported, and the whole truth reveals a breakdown in law enforcement under President Joe Biden, among other things. On March 5, 2023, Breitbart News noted two Honduran nationals were charged with hunting and killing the bald eagle in Stanton County, Nebraska. CNN detailed the Stanton County Sheriff's Office, SCSO, said the two men planned on cooking and eating the bird. Kamak outlined her information, saying, "These two men who savagely killed a bald eagle, the symbol of our nation, not only planned to eat the bird but sell the talons and other parts as ornaments. Neither couldn't produce U.S. identification or driver's licenses. They told deputies they were from Honduras. Furthermore, these men had enough money to purchase an air rifle that they used to kill the bird, so it's clear they weren't in need of food." In addition to her concern the killing of the bald eagle was allegedly for more than food, Kamak recalled reaching out to the Department of the Interior's Fish and Wildlife Service, FWS, after first hearing about the incident, only to find out the FWS was not even aware it had occurred. "To add insult to injury to this situation," she continued, "when we reached out to the Department of the Interior's FWS, a voicemail notified our office that all personnel were still teleworking from home and would be unable to take a call from me, a member of Congress. When we were finally able to get in touch with FWS, they seemed unaware of the situation despite this being national news for close to 24 hours. Kamak added, "The penalty for killing a bald eagle is a maximum of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for felony convictions and a maximum $10,000 fine for civil violations and $250 for marking violations." She then further noted Biden's open borders have far-reaching consequences. "This situation really is the epitome of symbolism of what is happening in our nation. Illegal immigrants are crossing our borders, and many aren't scared of breaking our laws because they know this administration won't enforce them. In Biden's America, open borders have led to the destruction of our communities through crime and drugs. Our national bird is now fine to just eat as a snack and sell for ornaments without repercussion." In a March 8, 2023, letter to the Department of the Interior FWS Director Martha Williams, Kamak and Representative Mike Flood, R.N.E., highlighted their concern about the immigration status of the two men alleged to have killed the bald eagle and the illegal immigration crisis they see proliferating under Biden. "We are troubled that these two men are foreign nationals who are suspected to have entered the country illegally. We have repeatedly demanded President Biden address the ongoing security and humanitarian crisis at our southern border, and the crimes committed by these two men only highlight the disastrous effects of the Biden administration's inaction. Just as these two individuals must be held accountable for their egregious actions, the Biden administration must be held accountable for its perpetration of the crisis at our southern border and the skyrocketing rates of illegal immigration." Kamak told Breitbart News, "I talk with hardworking American people each and every day, and I can tell you that they are saying, enough is enough. Secure our border and enforce our laws." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.